This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The Fed is not, of course, the only actor on the economic policy stage. It's been about a year and a half since the GOP's tax overhaul took effect, a change that was promoted in large part as benefiting workers. It can, of course, take a while to understand the real impact of the kinds of big changes the Tax Cut and Jobs Act wrought, but we are starting to get some clues. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on that one.
The new tax law chopped the corporate tax rate from 35% to 21%. Big employers, including Wells Fargo, Home Depot, and Walmart, announced they'd use some of those savings to give out bonuses. Seth Carpenter is the chief U.S. economist at UBS.
One of the benefits for firms in giving up bonuses is that it allows you to make a decision one year and then not carry forward with it.
In fact, they're not carrying forward. The Labor Department says bonuses are down this year by 24%. Supporters of the Republican overhaul promised that the corporate tax cuts would lead to a surge in corporate investments, maybe new factories or a new robot.
But that's not what we've seen. We've seen a lot of it used for either short-term financing, restructuring, stock buybacks.
That's Adam Rosenzweig at Washington University in St. Louis. In 2018, companies spent $200 billion more on stock buybacks than on research and development. Meanwhile, the Treasury Department said corporate tax revenue fell by 9% so far this year. Thing is, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office had predicted that revenue would increase, and Republicans promised that the tax cuts would pay for themselves.
The idea that tax cuts pay for themselves, I think, is something of a myth.
That's Leander Letterman, a professor of tax law at Indiana University. There are a number of reasons why corporate tax revenues could be falling, but bottom line, to Seth Carpenter at UBS,
it should surprise absolutely no one that cutting taxes ends up cutting government revenues.
And he says the ongoing trade war with China could hit tax revenues even harder. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.